The usual meaning of a guru has been, I mean, the traditional meaning has been completely corrupted. You read in the papers now, even in India, about a financial guru, and I can even imagine a mafia hitman training other people as a guru to be hitmen. A real guru means somebody who can lift you spiritually. In India, usually it means teacher, but it means much more than that. A guru must know the terrain. He must know God. He must know the path to God. The guru is appointed by God, is not somebody that anybody can appoint, either himself or the guru himself. It's a divinely ordained thing. When somebody is assigned this duty by God, that guru remains yours forever. When I met my guru, he said to me, "I give you my unconditional love." And that is the relationship of the guru to the disciple. The disciple may turn away from the guru, but sooner or later he has to come back, because it's only through that way that he can. And in fact, the guru has to be infinitely patient, because the disciple makes many mistakes. We are in this maya because we're ignorant, and being ignorant, we make mistakes. And there was one disciple of Yogananda's, for example, who he betrayed Yogananda, and he betrayed him in another life also. And Yogananda said he won't be able to find God except through this instrument. And in fact, he said of him that in another three lives he will be liberated. How somebody who could fall that far from true discipleship and still be liberated in three lives is one of the mysteries. But Judas Iscariot was a disciple of Jesus, and far higher than most of the Christians who think of him as Satan incarnate. And he was liberated in the last century. My guru said he knew him. And he still had some attachment to money, but when the disciples tended to rib him about it, the guru said, "No, don't. He suffered enough on that subject." Anyway, the guru-disciple relationship is an eternal one, and the guru sees it more than the disciple often. But a guru has to be someone who knows God. He can be a channel for a guru, and this is something else. I am not a fit guru because I don't know God yet. And so I am working on it as hard as I know how, but I can be an instrument for my guru. And in that sense, I am a teacher to many people. And I always make it clear that he is the guru. Okay?
Thank you. That was very well.
And do you need a guru? No, you don't need a guru at all. Until you want God. Then you absolutely need a guru. I remember when I was seeking as a young man what life was all about. I finally reached the point where I knew I needed help. As long as somebody doesn't think he needs help, he doesn't need a guru, or at least he thinks he doesn't. But when you've reached that point of desperation, then God sends you a guru.